I'm Ryan LaCroix, and this is Sample Size, KOSU's weekly new music feature with Look at OKC pop music columnist Matt Carney. Hey, Matt.
Howdy, Ryan.
Well, first, we have a longtime band that dropped a surprise album last week.
Now more than 20 years into its existence, Wilco's unique career trajectory continues its remarkable curve. Born an alt-country band from the ashes of singer Jeff Tweedy and bassist John Stewart's previous group, Uncle Tupelo, Wilco's first three albums were released by Reprise Records, a subsidiary of the major Warner Brothers label. The band then took an ambitious, experimental turn on its fourth record, Yankee Hotel Foxtrot, that eventually earned it critical acclaim as the Midwestern radio head. But amid major corporate mergers and hundreds of layoffs within its parent Warner Brothers label, Reprise rejected Yankee Hotel Foxtrot and negotiated a buyout with Wilco that allowed the band to walk away with master tapes of the record, no strings attached. Ironically, a smaller subsidiary of Warner, None Such Records, would later sign Wilco and in 2002 release Yankee Hotel Foxtrot, which remains the Grammy-winning band's best-selling record to date. It seems unlikely that Wilco will ever top Yankee Hotel Foxtrot's sales, but that's all right with them. After all, they just gave away their ninth record, titled Star Wars, on their WilcoWorld.net website last week, without any traditional publicity, major announcement, or hassle from industry executives. Here's the loose, riffy, joyful, random name generator.
Oh,
That's Wilco with Random Name Generator off their new album titled Star Wars. Next, we have an artist mixing hip-hop sounds into electronic dance rhythms.
Based in the UK, Planet Mew, that's M-U, is a modest record label that deals mostly in forward-thinking underground dance music. As you might guess, it's a musical home to innovators, provocateurs, and artists who mostly operate out on the far edges of their respective subgenres. One such is Kevin Space, who goes by the name R.P. Boo, and is often cited as an originator of footwork, a repetitive whip-fast style descended from Chicago house music marked by finely chopped hip-hop, soul, and funk samples. R.P. Boo's new record, Fingers, Bank Pads, and Shoe Prints, came out last month, and this song, Your Choice, caught my ear. It's warm and funky and juxtaposes vocal samples from two different songs to produce an original question and answer sort of effect. Have a listen.
We'll be right back.
That's R.P. Boo with Your Choice off his second album, Fingers, Bank Pads, and Shoe Prints, which is out now via Planet Mew. Finally, we have a solo album from a bass player and producer, mostly known for his work on albums by other artists.
Stephen Bruner, better known as Thundercat, made huge contributions to two of 2015's most dense, impressive releases, Kendrick Lamar's Ambitious to Pimp a Butterfly, and Kamasi Washington's future jazz odyssey, The Epic. But recently, Bruner put out some new material as Thundercat, too, a smooth mini-album titled The Beyond, Where the Giants Roam, that showcases his songwriting skills alongside his natural feel for squelchy R&B beats. This song, Them Changes, is easily the catchiest among them, featuring a beat sampled from the Isley Brothers' Footsteps in the Dark. Check it out.
Thundercat with Them Changes, and this has been Sample Size. The current issue of Look at OKC features Becky Carmen's story on Samantha Crane and her new album. You can follow me on Twitter at KOSU Ryan.
And I'm at OK Matt Carney.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Ryan.